We took over the hotel in July 2010, so we've been here 7 years now. We bought the freehold, the whole lot, so we came down so we could just cruise along with life and not worry about a landlord.
Publicans Peter and Tracy Anderson also don't need to be worried about being run off their feet all the time. You'll find their historic hotel in the tiny South Australian town of Mount Mary, which has a residential population of just 10 people.
We have grown 100% since we've been here. We've gone from 5 to 10. We don't have a lot of locals, but we do have a lot of regulars.
Hello, I'm Tom Nancarrow, and I'm a rural journalist based in South Australia's Riverland. You'll find Mount Mary a short drive off the Teal Highway, about 140 kilometres northwest of Adelaide.
We have a lot of people that, and particularly over the years, of Mount Mary just is well known with a lot of people, or it's just not known at all, I suppose. But we get people that do day trips out of Adelaide or out of the Barossa. A lot of people drop in on their way to the shacks up in the river from Morgan down to Pelican Point and that sort of thing. There's a few hundred shacks up there. We get people from Mildura, for instance, that go through to Moonta and just drop in. So we get a lot of regulars and usually repeat customers because they enjoy the atmosphere and keep coming back. So.
Mount Mary used to be a bustling stop on the historic Morgan Railway line, servicing wood, charcoal and other supplies to paddle steamers on the River Murray. The hotel itself was first opened in 1894.
Mount Mary was established back in the earlier days as the lifeblood was really the Morgan to Adelaide train line, where back in the days of the paddle steamers and all that sort of thing. This area, they used to cut a lot of wood out of this area and they used to burn charcoal and send that out, obviously, down to the paddle steamers and on to Adelaide in the day. So that was sort of happening as well as they were starting to settlement blocks out this way and starting to develop the farming industry and that sort of thing. But of course, in doing that, they made one big mistake where they used the UK model of farming. So they were roughly 400 acre blocks and they made them take the same amount of sheep as they would have on a 400 acre block in the UK. So of course out here they discovered very quickly that we didn't get the rainfall and they grazed the blocks dry, and then after a while people just had to walk off their blocks and that's why there's a lot of ruins and things around here. So
it's not just the countryside that's full of history. The Mount Mary Hotel itself has become something of an unofficial museum for the region. Just looking around, there's a fair bit of history and sort of relics hanging from around the pub. Is that part of what those that do visit find most interesting, is there is so much history in this pub itself?
Certainly a big thing, yeah. I mean, a lot of it just started with what was sort of laying around the place and everything else by previous publicans and things. So it was just put up as a bit of interest sake. Then it's developed really of more people that come in and start seeing, you know, what we got going, and a lot of it's been donated, some of it's been on loan, and that particularly some of the items that are worth maybe a bit more money or that sort of thing. But and then it just keeps to getting developed from there, particularly with some people that come in and clearing out their parents' shed after they've passed on or whatever, and they're just looking at stuff and going, you know, do you want it or we're just going to throw it on the tip type thing. So we just say any donations we'll get we'll put somewhere and gratefully accept. So.
Peter and Tracy Anderson are relative newcomers to South Australia. They've ended up here after a long stint in Alice Springs and a career in hospitality.
Originally, Tracy's from Launceston, Tassie, and I'm from a little town called Camperdown in Victoria. We met in Geelong and worked at Torquay Hotel for a while, and then we'd had enough there and moved up to Alice Springs in a car and caravan, and we were going to stay there for about 6 months, and then 16 years later, after a mortgage on a house and a business and everything else, we just thought that we sold the business and thought, well, now it's time to make a move if we're going to leave Alice Springs. So we came down, had a look, liked what we see, and walked away with a contract. So here we are. So.
Do you like the lifestyle of owning a pub in a regional area where there isn't, you know, the greatest population? Obviously, there's plenty of open space. Do you like the lifestyle of owning a regional hotel like this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we were in the territory, we loved getting out bush and going out, you know, that wide feeling of freedom, I suppose, in that sense, having space. We didn't come here to, turn the world upside down or be the busiest pub on earth, but the idea for us was that, you know, we quiet during the week, pick up the weekend trade. You know, as long as we're paying our bills and, you know, keeping ahead, then we just, you know, cruise along and enjoy life.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Beautiful. Nice seeing you again.
You're welcome. I'm here.